This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Tonight in St. Charles County, at the St. Charles County Police Department, it is a cyber safety for seniors presentation that is happening, and it is hugely important that we do this now. And really, and there is no bad time to remind people of the dangers of cyber attacks and phishing attempts and all of that, and how to protect yourself or how to protect your parents if they may not be technologically inclined. So to talk about that with us is Corporal Barry Bales, who is a public information officer with the St. Charles County Police Department. Corporal, good to talk to you. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having us on.
Well, we are happy to have you on because, as I said, there's really no bad time to remind people of this because you can, you know, get yourself into a situation where you feel comfortable and maybe you're careless and you accidentally click on a link or whatever. So let's talk first about what the presentation tonight is really going to be about.
Absolutely. So something that, you know, we've noticed, and actually it's been a trend for a while, is just a consistency of some of these scam calls. You know, online scams have been pretty common for a while, but, you know, there's times we see, you know, seasons and times when the calls come more often than not. We've been seeing a lot of them in the St. Charles County area, and I'm sure in the entire St. Louis metro area. And so we wanted to reach out and just, you know, make it available for a lot of, you know, our residents and community members. We post things constantly on our social media page, but we thought, you know, those people are probably aware, but what about the ones, like you said earlier, aren't as technologically savvy? They're not as aware, and they do get caught up in these things, especially because it's a phone call. And it's not online. And they sound sincere, some of these scammers. They sound very professional, and they sound, you know, like they know what they're talking about. They have some personal information to a certain extent about you. And so we wanted to just basically arm folks with the knowledge and with just a sense of what to look for. You can't always tell, but there are some things that you can kind of key in on. And so we just wanted to be able to provide that information to members of the community.
What are some of those things that you can key on to recognize a scam?
Well, there's a couple of real simple ones. One is that no law enforcement agency, capital N-O, no law enforcement agency is going to call you on the phone and demand payment for a warrant through gift cards, Bitcoin, some type of Venmo, Cash App, or some type of other program. That's not going to happen. So no law enforcement agency here in the St. Louis area, none that I'm aware of, I've been doing this 27 years, does that. Also, the high pressure tactic. You need to pay now. You need to do this now. There's no time to waste. Hey, we're going to be right at your door to get you. Listen, if there's a warrant for your arrest, we're already at your door to arrest you if it needs to happen, if it needs to, you know, take place. So, but these are things that, again, if you're either a little older, you're not as savvy, you're not as aware of these things, they can be very influential, very persuasive.
Do we know just how people are targeted, these attacks, because that's basically what they are, the phishing attacks or you know, trying to scam people out of their money? In order to do that, do we have any idea of just how often it is a senior that is targeted as opposed to somebody else? Like, are there numbers on that?
You know, statistically speaking, that would probably be really tough. We know that seniors are targeted. To get the percentage wise, it's a little more difficult.
Yeah.
To really, because sometimes if you don't become a victim, here's the difficult thing, you know, Chris, Amy, is a lot of these things are originating from somewhere outside the country many times. And so it's a very difficult crime when a person even does become a victim to be able to track down and investigate and get some type of resolution. A lot of our investigators, they'll get to a point, then they'll go, oh, okay, this is coming from somewhere in Europe, somewhere in Africa. This is coming from outside the continental U.S. And a lot of times it dies right there. Even when we reach out to law enforcement, sometimes some of the other nations, it's difficult to get cooperation. Sometimes some nations, if we can be honest, aren't the most cooperative, even if they're aware of this going on. So it's the reality of the situation, unfortunately. And if a person doesn't become a victim, like I said, we've gotten numerous calls on a daily basis. I have officers telling me that they get calls about it and ask us to post things on social media from people who got the call, but they didn't fall for it, thankfully. They didn't, you know, give in to it. They go, wait a minute, this doesn't sound right, or, I don't think so, whatever it is, something they just recognize. And so that's not something we document, and you have a non-crime, so you don't really have something to investigate either. And again, like I said, it's very, very difficult to follow up on these things.
So what is your, I'm assuming that there's a lot of cooperation with the FBI on this, yes?
There is to a degree, but, you know, the FBI also, they end up focusing on things that are of a larger scale, threats, you know, to the nation and, you know, human trafficking issues, things that are international or things that maybe are on the cyber side, but they're a little different because these are local crimes that take place. And even the FBI doesn't have all the resources to help us and assist in some of these things. And again, they're not getting any more cooperation from a lot of these nations either. So it's, like I said, you know, they're a great resource. We can reach out to them. Sometimes even state agencies, the Attorney General's office at times. But again, if it's outside the state or outside the nation, it's a very, very difficult thing.
Yeah, and Corporal Bales, if people are listening and thinking that, well, this would be easy to recognize a scam about, like you said, whether it has to do with something to do with court or bail or someone in jail, it's so tricky. I had a good friend who their child was away at college, and one of these scammers called with an insane amount of accurate detail about their child, saying this is what was going on. They needed the money paid for bail. They described the child, said, we know this is really unusual for this person. Like, we're talking detail about personality, caller ID number on the phone was identified as that child's university. It was such an insanely deceptive scam. So this, it's not always obvious.
No. And this isn't, again, this isn't just some fly-by-night operation, so to speak. These people who are doing these things are very savvy. They're far more savvy than the people that they're reaching out to, that they're trying to exploit. And the tragedy or the sad thing is that there are more scams popping up on a regular basis, and we can keep track of. Whether they're on the phone or on calls or online or text once. My wife got the one about your car has a toll that needs to be paid. It didn't get paid. It went through it without paying the toll. That's the one that's popped up kind of recently. There's so many to keep track of. Like, well, where'd this one come from? It's very, and they can seem very official. Like you said, the information, the person, hey, they have to know. This has to be legitimate. And if you're talking to somebody again, who either in the moment, there's a sense of urgency, hey, this has to be taken care of now. You know, they feel like, okay, I don't want to take a chance. What if it is real? What if it, and that's part of what they prey on, the sense of urgency, you know, that you're going to get emotionally responsive to it. You're going to get emotionally involved, and then you're not thinking as clearly, as accurately, as logically, and they get you.
A couple of years ago, I got a phone call, and I let it go to voicemail, and I listened to it later, and they said that I had back taxes that I needed to pay. And if I didn't do it, and their exact words were they were going to call the cops. So that in an official
Which
capacity.
Is so funny.
Yeah, you normally don't say I'm calling the cops. That's correct, right?
Well, you know, Chris, you know, this has come a long way from that email scam we used to all get from the Nigerian prince
yes.
who has millions of dollars. And, hey, you know what? I want to help you out, even though I don't know you. Yeah, we've come a long way since then. I mean, those things are there still. The online things, the links, you have to check to make sure people just click, oh, let me respond. Let me, you know, it's the Amazon one, the Google one, whatever it is. But like I said, because you're dealing and targeting with seniors a lot, again, seniors sometimes they recognize they're not as comfortable with technology, possibly in some aspect, and they don't know as much. So they feel more comfortable on the phone. And then again, it's a calm voice. It's a persuasive voice. They sounded so believable. They sounded so reasonable. And, you know, sometimes people say, I just didn't imagine it would be me. You know, but there's people like that happen to every day that didn't believe it was going to be them. And so awareness, and just an abundance of caution. You know, again, like I said, slow it down. You know, just think. Sometimes it's hard in that moment. But their whole thing is like a high-pressure sales tactic is what it is. Hey, this deal right now, it's not going to be here forever. Let me get my manager on for you. You know what? If you don't take advantage of it now, I'd hate to see you miss out on it. It's the high-pressure sales tactic that they don't want to take a chance on getting you off the line because you might think about it. You might talk to someone about it, and then they've missed the opportunity. We actually had one of our lieutenants, his neighbor, received a call like this, high pressure, and he kind of paused a little bit, said, well, let me call you back. He told our lieutenant, our lieutenant got the information, the phone number, called this number from our police department, from his office phone, and the guy was pushing it. He said, well, you know, I'm the real police. I'd love to meet you. And this guy was still adamant. He was still pushing the game until he realized, oh, no, this is the real police. The jig is up. And then he hung up. But again, like I said, they can be very, very persuasive in this. And so that's why we want to get the word out. That's why we want to do this presentation in person. Sometimes that's better and easier for people to absorb the information they need. We're keeping it very simple, very basic, but just to increase their awareness. And we want people to, you know, come themselves, bring a friend, get the word out, because we all benefit, right? Each person keeps their home safe and helps keep their neighbors home safe, the whole neighborhood becomes safer.
This will be at the St. Charles County Police Department tonight at 6. It goes from 6 until 7 in O'Fallon.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Missouri. So if people are interested, they can just come to it. Real quick, I have a question about artificial intelligence, because they're able to recreate somebody's voice pretty easily. How do you guard against that? Because if you get a phone call and it sounds like your nephew or your niece or your son or whatever, you think, oh gosh, they're in trouble. So I need to send money. How do you help protect people against that?
Again, that's and it's a difficult one, but it's the same steps to a degree, because they'll even record their nephew, niece's, child's voice, like you said, with AI and technology, and do these things. And then sometimes they know that that person is unreachable. That person, that young person, is posted that they're traveling, right? Hey, I'm getting on the plane now, so they won't be reachable for 12 hours. So somebody sees that, hey, I could, you know, they won't be able to confirm this. So, you know, again, it's a challenge. The best thing to do is, again, in abundance of caution. And when you're like, okay, I can't reach my loved one to confirm this, let me call the police department. Let me do. And again, you have to say, I've got to side one way or the other. Yep. Let me err on the side of caution and reasonableness and hope for the best. Again, there's no formula. There's no absolute foolproof thing, right? But if you have some idea, well, I didn't know my nephew was going to be going down to that country or flying or being in that place, some of those things. And so, like I said, it's they're coming up with more scams and more tactics and things than we can even keep track of. We hear about them after they're already being employed, and by then, they're already spreading.
I know we're short on time, but Ranj, I think you've done this with family members, and that is have a code word or a safe word where if it's your mom's voice, your daughter's voice, your son's voice, hey, I need some money or I need my passport number, you ask for that code word, and because the AI wouldn't be able to know your special code word with your family member.
Yeah, my mother, even on our last visit, you know, had said, hey, let's talk, let's have this, you know, down, and came up with that same type of strategy. So having a plan, it's similar to having, right, a fire escape plan in your home. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, where would we meet if we had an emergency? What would be the steps in an emergency? And making that plan in advance of the emergency. Those are all things that, again, there's no formula, there's no foolproof 100% way to try and work against it, but to have a plan in advance definitely helps.
Let's we have a question. Somebody who is watching on YouTube wants to know if you will be posting the seminar, the presentation, later if people cannot go, if it's a visual thing.
We are planning on trying to record it. We hope technology works in our favor. but we're planning on recording it and then being able to share that possibly to our social media. And if need be, if we get a very good response, we may have to do this again. We may, you know, put some more together of these presentations to make them available for people in the community, because there's a lot of people, they want to come and they want to be present. They want to ask questions, but we do want to put that out there and make that available.
All right, 6 o'clock tonight. It goes until 7 at the St. Charles County Police Department, the cybercrime unit at the St. Charles County Police Department. They will be conducting this seminar tonight. Corporal Barry Bales, thank you for your time today.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks, Amy. We really appreciate you helping us get the word out.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.